What up, Carolyn?
Hey, Carolyn.
Hello, gentlemen. Walker Hayes, Craig Cooper. What an honor. What fun we're going to have.
You're so kind to have us, honestly. We're thrilled to share this message, and it means a lot that you would hang with us. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, of course. Well, I want to just set this up for everybody. Of course, we all know Walker Hayes from the hits, including that Grammy-nominated, ubiquitous, multi-week, multi-platinum number one, Fancy Like.
And well said. Ubiquitous. I love it.
I love it.
And here comes AA right behind it.
Let's go.
AA being, Walker, your autobiographical song. And that leads us to Craig, without whom there may not be AA, figuratively and literally, or fancy-like, and there definitely wouldn't be the song Craig. So welcome, Walker. Please introduce your friend in need, friend indeed, Craig.
Yeah, so this is Craig Cooper. I'm blown away that we're kind of on a radio tour right now talking about a book we have coming out. Over COVID, I became next door neighbors with my best bud, Craig, who I'm sitting with. And Craig, if you haven't heard the song, to all the listeners out there, the song is about Craig giving my family and I a vehicle when we were really, really down and in need of enough seatbelts for my kids. So Craig and I are neighbors. Craig actually introduced me to Jesus, and that's what the song is about. It documents a lot of our highs, our lows that we went through in our relationship and kind of where we are now as neighbors, and it talks a lot about how Jesus just breaks down walls and creates paths between people. And so here he is, Craig,
Craig
Cooper.
That's amazing how you said all that.
Well, I'm trying to get to the point. But yeah,
so good.
We have a special bond, and the special bond is Jesus. And it's crazy how this book has come about. And again, I want everybody to know, Craig started this, and some of the chapters, kind of involved my life. And then it just so happened that we wrote it together. I write a little bit, he writes a little bit, or vice versa. And, I think people can clearly see the blood of Christ in what has happened to us. And the fact that we're just sharing this story, it's just mind-blowing.
So we all know you are a songwriter, Walker. But Craig, had you done any writing before this book?
Great question.
Oh, that is a great question. I have, and all the way back to 1998, I remember just saying, okay, I want to write a book, and I was interviewing different authors and talking with them about, how they got started. I've been stretched a lot over the years, and so didn't really have a lot of time until, around 2013, 2014, I started writing a book. I actually didn't trust it to anybody else except for Walker and my wife, and so I shared it with my wife. She's like, this is great. I shared it with Walk, and he was not a believer at the time, and the book was really all about Jesus, and he just encouraged me so much. Was working on another project, and then it morphed into what is now Glad You're Here. So, but yeah, if I had written it on my own, probably 50 people would have read it. But it's crazy what's happening now, and so we get to tell the world our stories and tell the world about Jesus.
You guys share such a great story, and now you share a yard because you took down a fence. Is that right?
We did. We did. We
that's
ripped
love.
A section of our fence. It is. We did that within the first couple days we were at our new house. And Carolyn, just to go back, what's crazy to me is that when we started this book, Fancy Like was a year from even being written.
Wow.
And so it's wild how the Lord has orchestrated this audience out of nothing, for us to share this story with. But yeah, the fence is back now. Craig got two dogs that are about the size of horses.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
Their dog poop was a lot bigger than my dog poop. And I was like, maybe the fence needs to go back up for a second.
What's the saying? Good fences make good neighbors.
So yeah, so they are. But man,
we enjoy every second of it.
Goodness gracious, we love being next door to them.
How come we haven't seen Craig in one of your dance videos, Walker?
Oh, he's doing them with his daughter now. Everybody needs to go follow Craig. What's your Insta handle?
Craig Allen, Allen, Craig Allen Cooper.
Love it. We're going to check that out.
Yeah, he's popping them off with his daughter, Charlotte, and they're catching up with us.
Yeah, right.
It's become kind of a Dancing with the Stars in the Neighborhood thing.
I love it. I love it. Years ago, when you were here, Walker, you just released Boom, and we talked about the song, Craig, which was on Boom, and now it's back on your new album, Country Stuff, but it's reworked with the Christian pop group Mercy Me. How did that come to be?
You're killing me with these awesome questions, because that first version, I was not a believer. I was just curious. You know, I really was pouring my heart out saying, hey, why does this guy in this family, why do they love us so much? You know, who would do this for another family? Maybe the guy actually knows the guy Jesus he keeps talking about, you know? And now I'm a full-blown believer. And Mercy Me is a band that I was able to meet them over COVID. We kind of started writing together, and they found that song. And Bart Millard said, hey, man, not enough people in the world have heard this song. And I was like, that's crazy. You know, would you like to do a new version, and you can just pop off that chorus? And because his voice is beautiful. So, yeah, we redid the song. And so it's wild to me that song lives on two albums. It's wild that the release of that song has kind of coincided with this book being finished. And it's really wild that I actually have people out there listening now. You know, so grateful to Mercy Me.
Oh, it's beautiful. And Craig, I got to know, what did your wife say when you come home and tell her, we're giving our minivan to this guy, Walker Hayes? It was a minivan, right?
The Chrysler Town and Country.
Yeah.
She was fully supportive, 100%. You know, we had traveled and we'd gone, you know, on vacation to visit Lara's family and everything, and we were letting Walker and Lainey use our van while we were gone. And so that's kind of how it started. We knew they were down a vehicle, a van that was kind of given to them by dealership when he had a record deal, and then that got, when he lost the record deal, that got taken away, and so we knew the whole thing. We knew Walker and Lainey, they needed it. And so I just told them, hey, you know, I think we need to give them our van.
It's such a great friendship, a great story, and an awesome message. I can't wait for everyone to check this book out, including myself. The book by Walker Hayes and Craig Cooper is called Glad You're Here. And we are so glad that you were here with us today, guys, in Boston, virtually, via phone.
Yeah.
And
all
the best to both of you. And keep the dance videos coming. We love them.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it means so much that you do a lot. You just hung with us. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Your time. Appreciate
Great
it.
Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too, Craig. Take care. We'll see you
Take
soon,
you
Walker,
care.
I hope.
Yeah, hopefully. Come on.
Please come to Boston.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.